Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
I hope you're having a great Saturday. It's a Saturdays, no matter what, are always great. That's my opinion. Now, I work both Saturdays, but I still, it's just a lot easier. I just love Saturdays, love the weekend, but I also love working, so I like the week. I win either way, don't I?
I guess so.
I do. And I'm here with Ian Arnold. Ian works with me at Advisors Mortgage Group. And Ian, could you give them a little overview of you and how they could contact you if they have any questions?
Yeah. I've been in the mortgage industry for a while now. Been training underneath Rick for a little while, and then now I think I'm teaching him stuff. But if you want to contact me, easiest way is my cell, 317-506-8952.
He has taught me a few things. He is much, I'm pretty computer literate, but he's more technology advanced than I am. And so it's kind of good. And even if he isn't, I think I let him think he is so that he can do those things and I don't have to deal with them. So he is correct. He really does help on the technology for sure. You know, we've talked about a variety of things, and there's so many things going on in the market today, and there's a huge bulk of first-time home buyers. And I know I've gone over this before in the show, but I really thought maybe, Ian, you could talk about, because you do a lot of first-time home buyers. It's kind of you're right in that age group for first-time home buyers, so you relate very well. Not that I don't. I mean, I my kids are that age. So, you know, I think maybe you could give a different perspective on things than I do. So I thought, let's talk about first-time home buyers.
Yeah. I mean, when I first started looking for a house, I didn't have a clue where to start. I mean, besides, hey, my wife and I are looking online. Hey, that house looks cool. That house looks cool. I mean, we didn't know what we were doing. I mean, we ended up contacting a realtor. She showed us some houses, and then we're sitting there talking, and she's like, oh, do you have your pre-approval letter? I'm like, what's a pre-approval letter? I was looking at houses. And she's like, well, how do you know how much you can afford? I'm going to go, well, the calculator online says this. And she's like, well, that's not the way it works. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, so what should I be doing? And I think this is the biggest issue, is nobody really knows, especially when you're younger, you've never gone through it, you don't have that. So then I went to talk to my loan officer, and they walked me through the process. They taught me what I needed to get done, what I needed, and it made it so much easier. The next time we went out there, the realtor is like, so how much, what's your offer? And I go, well, here's my offer letter right here. Here's my pre-approval. And they're like, and she was wide-eyed. She's like, oh man, you have this? I jumped in front of most people because they're like, well, I got to get pre-approved first. And especially in today's market with houses selling in a day or two, if you're not ready, they're not even going to look at you. And I think that's the biggest struggle with first time buyers, is they don't understand the process. I mean, the nice thing is when you contact me or even Rick, and we'll walk you through the process. We'll make sure you have that loan, that letter, so you're not overlooked. And anything that we can help you out and make sure to give you tidbits on it and stuff like that, it helps out.
Yeah, you know, to go to that point, as I said, my kids are at the age of first-time home buyer. One of them owns a home, two of them don't. My youngest is actually in the market for a house. They're up in Chicago. He's a finance guy, works in finance in Chicago. His fiance is a CPA. So very financially savvy people, much farther along than I was at their age. And he worked for me in the summers, so he had some mortgage experience. Not a ton. He mostly did my website work and things like that. So but he was in the office and all that. Well, he calls me as he's deciding he's going to start doing it, and he has no idea how to start. He is actually farther behind than where you were, they don't even have a real estate agent. The only thing they knew is the area they wanted to buy in. So that's where they started. And they wanted to buy in the area that she grew up in Chicago. So that was the main thing. So I walked him through the process. And that's, I've always talked about first-time homebuyers and started to down the path, which to me, I agree with you. The very first thing, one of the very first things you got to do is you got to get pre-approved. That is more important than starting with, than talking with a real estate agent. So my son and his fiance, that I think they did it right. They talked to me first. They didn't know what to do. Now, obviously they were going to talk to me. I'm his dad, but so we would have been upset if he had, but he, the idea behind this is what, you know, what I told him is, you already talked about the pre-approval. So I talked about the pre-approval and how that was very important. And so that was the first thing that we did. Then his next thing, so if they start there, then the next thing was he needed to get a real estate agent. All right. So in Indianapolis, I can help him with that. I've got lots of agents here. And in Chicago, I can't help them with it, but most of my agents, they can refer somebody and they know each other and they know who's a good agent. So I told him we want to get a good referral from one of the agents that I work with, and he can work with them, but we want to make sure they're in that area. And in Chicago, just like Indianapolis, I guess, there's certain neighborhoods, you know, and that was where he wanted to make sure that I wanted to make sure he didn't know that they were an expert in that area. So that was the first thing. And the agent he ended up getting, he was very excited about it because he specialized in first time home buyers and their first time home buyers. And he felt like he really did a great job of explaining things to them and walking them through the process. And then, you know, finding homes. Now in their market's as hot as ours. It is very, very hot. And so, but one of the things that happens in the area they want to be in is, he said, you know, a lot of times, and this is why my son wanted an agent from the area, a lot of times the house never hits the market. The families tell everybody and then they get a buyer. So this agent's connected in that so that they can get, they can be connected in that to that. Plus her parents live there, so they can hear about it too. So it is important. The mortgage, you have to get pre-approved. Have to. That's very important. Next, you need to have the right real estate agent. And I know you had the right real estate agent because you've told me about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she helped me out tremendously. I mean, we walked into a house and she looked around a couple of things. She goes, "Let's just leave." And I'm like, "I don't see anything wrong with this. It looks good." She goes, "Something's not right here in the basement and it just feels like something's going to cost you a lot of money." I mean, what salesperson tells you no? I mean, it just doesn't happen. And at that point in time, that's like, all right, I'm going to listen to this lady. She's looking out for me. And every house we looked at, she even the house we ended up purchasing, she's like, this house is going to need new windows. But everything else we loved about it. So we went ahead and just did it anyways. But it was nice for her to be like, "Hey, I know you're new, but this is some things you need to look out for."
Yep, that's awesome. After the break, we're going to have Ian tell us actually how he went about finding his real estate agent, how he went about picking her out.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you so much for joining me on this Saturday. I appreciate it very much. I know there's a lot of things you could be doing, and I hope you're finding this show valuable. I'm here with Ian Arnold. He works with me at Advisors Mortgage Group. He specializes in first-time home buyers. And Ian, give everybody an idea of who you are who you are and the best way to contact you.
Yeah, my name is Ian Arnold. And like Rick said, I specialize in the first-time home buyer process and everything. Easiest way to contact me for questions or anything is 317-506-8952. And again, that is my cell.
And they can text you at that number,
too. You can text me, too. That's sometimes easier for people.
See, and I'm way more technical than you. That's why I thought of like texting, where you're thinking phone calls the old-fashioned way.
My people already, younger people already think that.
Oh, so. Do they? Well, my people don't. Well, as an expert and the first time home buyer, and you were talking about how, you know, your agent, how great she was, how did you go about, like, what requirements did you have? How did you go about finding the right agent? I think it's really important. It's really important to find the right loan officer, and it's really important to find the right real estate agent. So how did you go about doing that? How do you find the right agent? How do you find the right mortgage person?
All right. At first, it was we're just looking online, going through houses, and you see all these names pop up and everything. And every page you go to, there's a lot more people. And I'm talking to my wife, and maybe in sales and stuff, as long as I have, I'm like, I just don't want some bad person. So I went ahead and I texted a couple friends I knew recently purchased a house, and I'm like, hey, how was your realtor? A couple of them actually said, bad. And I'm like, well, don't want your guy. Then one guy was like, yeah, I really like this lady. And I'm like, she was really nice. And I'm like, all right, let me just check. And my next stop, check her reviews. And then so I started looking at her reviews, all 4 and 5 stars. And I'm like, awesome. So then I contacted her and everything worked out. So there are many different ways, but I think one, referrals is the best. The other thing is, if you already know, Rick and I know tons of realtors. So we have people call us and be like, hey, who should I even talk to? Refer you to somebody in that area or somebody that might have similar interest to you, so you guys know you're going to work out. Because let's be honest, not everybody talking to each other likes each other. I mean, so if you find common ground, then it makes it a lot easier to hit things off, and you want that person to work for you, not just for a paycheck, but to actually look out for your best interests.
Right. Yeah. And what you become when you have that relationship is that you're normally going to sign a buyer's agent relationship agreement, so that agent is working for you. Because one of the things about real estate is if you don't have a buyer's agreement, a buyer's agent agreement, then the agent's actually working for the seller, because they're the ones paying them. So you got to have that arrangement, even though they still are the seller's still the one paying them, not you. You want that arrangement. And I think what you said is it's exactly right. And that is, referrals are best. And I think that the first stop should be mortgages. You talk about mortgage, see what you can afford, get your pre-approval letter, get that process going, and then referral from us is very valuable. It doesn't mean that's how you have to who you want to go with, but it is very valuable. I work with a ton of agents. I hear people tell me what they love about their agent, what they don't love about their agent. So, and I'm sure you do too.
Yep.
So we just want to make sure. Our goal would be to make sure you're taken care of and you're given a great agent in your area, whether it's a purchase or a refinance. But if you're looking at the Greenwood area, you don't want an agent who's from Fishers and they don't specialize in Greenwood. You want a Greenwood agent. You want somebody who understands your market. That's what my son did up in Chicago. In his area, he wanted an agent in his area because he knew that was important. Just automatically. So it is important that you do that. And then I think it doesn't hurt at all to interview one, you know, two or three. Now, sometimes you might talk to the first one and that's it, and you may not have a lot of time and you can go with that first one. But if you have the time and you have the energy, it doesn't hurt at all to even just over the phone, talk to them and see which one you click with the best. What do you think of that?
No, I mean, like we were talking earlier, I mean, it's all about who you know. I mean, so, and how you click with somebody, because that's what's, you're going to form a bond. And usually your real estate agent is not a like car salesperson. You don't go see him once in your lifetime and never see him again. Usually your real estate agent if you plan on moving in 5-10 years, you contact them again. I mean, it's just that you form such a bond that they are your go-to person. And it's the same thing like Rick and I, when we do people's mortgages, it's the same thing. We are your go-to people because we form that relationship with you. It's not just about just getting the job done. It's about, all right, how can I help you? How can I help you in the future? And that's what we want to build.
Yeah. How can we best take care of whatever it is you're trying to accomplish? And that's important. What's the best way to make this work? And I think that's one of the things we're really good at, is that we ask the questions so that we understand what the situation is, so that based on that, we can give the proper diagnosis, or here's the best solution, or the best solution so that somebody can pick those one of those solutions that they like. Because we can never know everything about somebody, but we know enough that we can give. Many times I'll give 3 or 4 options. Here's the options. Based on what you tell me, here's the options. And they may be different for this person to this person, because what the person told me is different. And because of that, I'm going to give them options based on what they've told me, and so that they can make that decision. I prefer option 2. I like the way this does that, or option 4. Whatever it happens to be, they can make that decision.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
Tammy asked me this, and it's kind of an open-ended question she asked. And she wanted to know she was a first-time homebuyer, and it's kind of what we're talking about. She wanted to know, what process should I follow for the best outcome? So she wanted just like a, bullet-pointed, boom, 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 here's what you should do. And, I start, obviously, as you've heard, I start with, you need to get pre-approved. That's the first thing.
Correct.
After that, what do you think the process, what would you recommend the process?
Yeah, so the first, like you said, is the pre-approval. That is the most essential thing. Then it would be finding that good real estate agent that's going to work for you. Then it would be finding the house, and then getting them to accept your offer. That'll be the tough part nowadays with the houses going for as much money as they are going over. But if you don't have that pre-approval letter, you're going to be the back of the line every single time. That pre-approval letter is like gold, and people don't realize it until you've done it. And I've seen countless people not do it, and they're like, I can't get a house. And I'm like, yeah, you don't have a pre-approval. Nobody's looking. Nobody's even thinking about you.
Right. Yeah, it's exactly right. Now, let's flush it out a little bit. You got to do the pre-approval, critical number one thing. It's not just so that you're taken seriously. In fact, in this market, if you don't have one, like you said, they aren't even looking at your offer. You got to have one. But you also need to know what you can afford.
Correct.
You have to know. You don't want to go and look at $300,000 houses if you qualify for $250,000.
Yep.
You need to know what price range you qualify for. And most people actually spend less than they qualify for, but some people don't, especially with low rates. A lot of people will step up a little bit knowing they can buy a little bit more house today and their incomes will come up. But you want to make sure you know what that number is, so you don't go and make the mistake of looking at a much more expensive home than you can actually qualify for. I'll tell you a couple reasons why. One of the reasons is once you look at a much more expensive home, it's hard to go down.
That is true. That kitchen was nice.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens is you always compare to that house. And so it is very destructive for you to do that. Number two, you spend a lot of time looking in the wrong price range, because eventually you're going to have to be pre-approved or approved for the loan. And if you can't afford it, if you can't qualify for it, it's just a bad thing to do. So that's very important on why you want to do the pre-approval. Next step, you want to get a real estate agent. We've talked about that and how you go about that. You want that agent is going to be critical in you finding the right house and you making the offer, and they're especially in the negotiation in this type of the market. Let's go down a little bit beyond that. So now you want to find the right house. And this, you can't leave it all up to the real estate agent, because you have to decide what I call hierarchy of needs are. And it's not just the house, it's the neighborhood. You know, it's the area that you want to be. It's the price range, all of that thing. You have to decide all that, and you have to decide what's more important, because quite honestly, you're not going to get everything you want. You just have to. I mean, did you get everything you wanted?
No,
me either. I've never seen anybody get, even when they're looking at $1 million, $2 million houses, even when they build, they find things that they wish they had done differently. They may have got everything they wanted at that price that they thought they wanted. They just didn't know everything they wanted. But it's very rare to get everything you want. So you have to look at that and you have to say, okay, what's most important to me? Maybe for you, it's the neighborhood. Maybe it's the area that you live in. Maybe you want a playground. Maybe you want to be close to the playground. Maybe you want a pool in the area. Maybe you want a pool in the backyard. Maybe you have to have a 3-car garage. Maybe you're like me, a car guy, and you got to have a 25-car garage. You know, whatever it is, you have to decide. Maybe it's the kitchen. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's the, you want a bigger yard. Maybe you want a smaller yard. You have to decide what those things are, and you have to put them in the order that's most important to you, because they're going to move a little bit, and the ones that are higher up, you know, you really want to try to get that. If you want to be, let's say you said, I want to be within 2 miles of this school. Okay, that's where I want to be. And that's your number one hierarchy of need. The agent needs to know that, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, because they need to know where they should be looking at houses for.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's extremely important. So it's the area matters, and you got to decide in that hierarchy of need, how high is that area? Then how about house? How many bedrooms do you need? Do you want a two-story or a ranch? Do you want a basement? Is that critical? You know, where is that in the hierarchy of needs? Do you want a big yard, like I said, or a small yard? Do you want a 2-car garage, a 3-car garage, a bigger garage? Do you want to live in the country? Do you want to all those things matter. Do you want a homeowners association? You know, I'm going to get off on the homeowners association a little bit, because now you have to understand the value of a homeowners association. Most people that I talk to, most people complain about their homeowners association, and they feel like they just throw money away. I am going to tell you, from somebody who lives in a neighborhood without a homeowners association, that there are some values to the homeowners association. Not everybody has good taste.
I will agree there.
Okay. And not everybody cares, not everybody sees it as, you know, a cluttered yard is a problem, okay? And it may or may not be. But if you care and you want your property values to hold up, there's certain things you want done. And so it is important that a homeowners association can be important. But let's say you want to do something that you know is against the homeowners. You have a camper and you want your camper sitting in your yard, right? You want it on your driveway. Well, you better then find a community that allows that, right?
That is true.
So that becomes part of your hierarchy of needs. You need to think about that type of detail so that you can make the right decision. That's all that matters in the detail. Beyond that, the next step down, you've gotten your mortgage information, you know what you can afford, you've found your real estate agent, you've got them, you've looked, you know where you want to live, you know that area, and it could be multiple areas. You could say, well, I'm okay living in Greenwood, but I'm also okay living in Fishers. You know, I don't, because work is in between the two and it's fine with me, I don't care. You know, so those things could be different. That's kind of radical. I've never had anybody that far away.
Hey, but people work from home nowadays.
Yes, they do. They do. Yeah, a lot of people. So all that matters. And then, so now you've got your hierarchy of needs. You know what you want. You're doing that. Then you need that agent for negotiating. And why is that so important?
I mean, you don't want to spend more for than you have to. I mean, it's just one, you want to make sure the agent is working for you. Negotiations comes down to everything, but what you're going to pay. I mean, your money is your money. Just remember that.
Yes. It's not just money. You can negotiate
anything.
You can negotiate when you move into the house. You can negotiate, you know, the price. You can negotiate even sometimes things in the house people will negotiate. So there are pieces that need to be negotiated. That agent, they really need to be an expert. And if as a buyer, you need an agent who's an expert in the negotiation. Finding the house, if you give them the correct direction and give them the correct feedback as you see houses, most agents are going to be very good at finding you a house. It's that negotiating skill, that ability to talk to the other agent, especially in this market, so that you're the one they choose to buy the home. As an example, the agent that my son is using up in Chicago, again, it's in this market, the houses are selling quickly. And I know some of my agents that I work with, I know they do this because I've had the customers tell me. They said, listen, you need to put together a letter that we can give to the seller about you. So obviously that is however you want to look at it, it's a sales letter. And that person, for some people, it would make no difference. The only thing they care about is the price. I'm going to sell it to the person with the higher price. I don't care. But you get somebody who maybe that was their house for 50 years. They've raised their kids there. It's important to them. They care about that house. We get attached to our homes. So if you put a letter together that gives them a little insight into you and why they should sell you the house without actually saying that over somebody else, that can be very valuable. So in a letter like that, I know I'm kind of taking you, I haven't talked about this with you before, but what kind of things do you think you should put in there?
I mean, it just depends. So if you're looking at a big yard, and so let's just take me. I have a couple kids. I mean, my house, I want to grow up with my kids. I want them to grow up in the house, be able to side yard over there, play some football. I mean, I love the way the house is laid out. It's easy to get to the kitchen. I could see us sitting at the dining room table playing games and all the family members over for Christmas, all that stuff. I mean, that's the way you want to make it very personal and so that they relate to it.
Yeah. And you're right. It has to be personal. And I think that it, let's say the house you're looking at buying, let's say you were looking at buying a house, and this is how my son did it. Okay, the house he's looking at had been in this family for years. And so the letter, I said, well, you need to put together a letter. They love this house. It's the house that they've lived in forever. They love this house. They want to know that you're going to love this house, that you're going to raise your kids here. That could matter to them. So you need to let them know that you're young, you're professionals, your fiance grew up in the area, her family still lives here, her sister lives there. This is a family home. You're looking forward to raising your kids. You want them to see that you are going to take care of that home and love that home like they have. And I think that's the key. I don't know if you watch the show American Pickers,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's one of the things that they do well when they're trying to buy stuff from people, what they call junk. Some of it's cool. Some of it, to me, is junk. But
hey, they make money off of it.
they do. But you know what they do well, I think, is they love what they find.
They love the stories.
They do. They love the stories. And so that comes across, and I have seen people say, you know, I wouldn't just sell it to anybody, but I'll sell it to you because, you're going to take care of it. And that's really important. Well, we're out of time for the day. Ian, can you give people how to get a hold of you?
Yeah. Easiest way is my cell, call or text 317-506-8952.
And if you need my number, I'm just kidding.
No, text me.
Go online at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. and you can get all my contact information there. Thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. Please join us next Saturday at 3:30 on Freedom 95.